Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey, listen, today's episode is brought to you by Hulu Plus. Hulu Plus gives you total control to watch anything, anytime, anywhere. Watch classic shows or all your current favorites. Act now and get a cool special deal just for TMOS listeners, an absolutely free extended trial of Hulu Plus. Just go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Remember, that's HuluPlus.com/TMOS, and now the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It is a little before 11 o'clock Eastern time on Monday, September 16th. The way this show works is that we tape it, and most of you listen to it after we tape it. Some of you watch it live on Ustream, some of the people that are on our VIP packages. So there's a small percentage of you that actually watch this show live, but most of you will download it and listen to it at your convenience, and it's one of the reasons the show has been successful because of that. One of the things that's frustrating about that is that the immediacy of being on the air with a live program does not exist for this program anymore. So it's frustrating for us.
Do you miss that?
On a day like this, I do, simply because we all tore ourselves away from the television here in Washington, D.C., because it's a major incident again with a shooter or multiple shooters, with fatalities or maybe not. We're at that stage as we go to tape our show on Monday, September 16th. We are at that stage where there's been an attack down at the Washington Navy Yard, right in our backyard down here in Washington, D.C. And like so many of these news stories, when they break, they're getting conflicting stories. Multiple sources are reporting multiple situations down there. Bottom line is somebody went into the Navy Yard, or multiple people went into the Navy Yard with weapons, assault weapons, and opened fire on people. There have been many people shot.
Right.
So that's what we all woke up to. It seems, I think, Rob, you were the first one to say, you know, when that happened, it seems like every other week we've got something going down like this. So right now, it's that terrible feeling you get in your gut as you're watching the news stories. And the reporters are doing the best job they can, trying to get what information they can. It goes all the way from four people were shot and nobody killed to four people have been killed and 12 people have been shot. It goes all the way to one gunman has already been taken into custody or taken down. And then they say, no, there are multiple gunmen.
Right.
One has gone down and they're still trying to deal with the other one. It's a horrible, horrible situation. You think about terrorism. You think about whether this was a military person himself. And that's happening right now. And always seems like it's getting closer to Washington, D.C.
It's so scary. The very thought that it could be an inside job is horrifying. And then the fact that it's a government military facility and something goes down like that makes it somehow worse.
I will tell you this. This morning when I woke up to that, I reacted differently. I hate to say this. It's like I'm used to it. I'm getting used to this. Here we go again.
It's tragic.
Well, you know what?
We've seen the
I don't think you're used to it. That's not giving you the best of it. I think you might be jaded. I think you know what? A part of you might be
desensitized.
And you know what? And this sounds bad, but it's true. I'm sick of it.
Oh, everybody is.
And you know what? And that your natural reaction to something you're sick of is to distance and perhaps even dismiss. And God, I hope we're not getting to that point.
I don't even want to say this, but I will, because it's on my mind. And, I don't think it's going to have an impact on our listeners, because, you know, we know them all. But the fact is, you know, when you see a situation like this, it is astonishing to me what one, or we don't know, maybe two, gunmen can do, guy with an assault rifle can do to a city. It's just astonishing when you see that. I feel weird about watching all the responses to this, because you have the streets that are just jammed with all of these responders that are out there, and you see the guys that are standing on the street and they're all talking and they're all doing. I always look at that and go, it's just amazing how much force is deployed for one lone gunman, and we don't know, and we're thinking about everybody that's involved.
It affects so many, except the clueless reporters that are in front of the hospital. It doesn't seem to affect them.
As we report, and I'll give you an update a little later.
Yeah, I asked Oscar to monitor on his computer so that during this show, even though, as I said before, most of you are going to hear this late in the game.
Right.
We're going to for the people that are watching us live, we're going to update you as much as we can. And to be honest with you, instead of having a television monitor in here, Oscar's probably got the right tool in this day and age to find out what's going on.
Oh, I'm watching it live.
Right, there you go, on CNN. And also you're in the blogosphere
and
I've got
the Twittersphere. I've got everything else set up. Now, I'll say this, that it looks like there's two shooters as of the time we're recording.
So now they've confirmed that
there's CNN's
One is not confirmed down, but is believed to be down. The other one is barricaded inside the Navy Yard is what they're saying now.
Okay.
All right.
And then two, it looks like there's been 10 victims. They don't talk about deaths. And again, reporting a death is probably tough overall because that's the hardest thing you have to deal with.
Yeah, they have to confirm
and
that.
And for our listening audience, more importantly, our prayers go out to you because a great majority of our listeners are from the D.C. area.
Yes.
And the odds of a few people having family members in that Navy Yard because it is a government facility
100%.
Are high. So sure. Our prayers are with
you. Even our own pony has some friends over there.
I think I'm like everybody else that hears this story the first time. When you hear two shooters, you think coordinated.
Yeah. Sure.
You think that this is some sort of terrorist related situation. And, you just get that feeling in the pit of your stomach, especially this being September. It's always just a weird, weird situation with that. And they're doing the best they can. There's these reporters. But the fact that there are two shooters and multiple injuries, I would assume we're going to find out about some people losing their lives, which sucks.
It's so strange because as I live right in the heart of the city. Mm-hmm. So when I leave, it's usually, you'll see a few police officers or you'll see a fire truck or something like that.
Right.
Nothing crazy. But this morning, the only reason I turned on the news this morning wasn't for traffic, was because I saw three Washington, D.C. PD SUVs shoot up a one-way road, like racing towards the vice president's house, which is in the direction of going towards the Navy Yard.
Yeah, you're 10 minutes away from where this is all
happening.
Navy
Yard is in southeast, right?
Yes. Southeast.
And Oscar, you are in where? What quadrant?
I'm in northwest.
Okay, northwest.
So,
but close.
I mean, the city's not that big. So I sat there and I was like, well, I see police officers once in a while, but not like that.
Yeah.
So then I turned on the news and I said, well, clearly that's why.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I think that a lot of people that are not born and raised in this area, they probably have an image of Washington, D.C. as being like New York City, a huge bustling metropolis.
Oh,
it's
not.
It's
not.
A small town.
Very small.
And
that's
when
why
you
I said,
see
I mean,
that kind of action.
Yeah.
Oscar is in a separate part of town, and I meant it. He's 10 minutes away from that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the way it goes, without traffic, of course. Yeah.
They don't need traffic with those lights.
No, they don't. And, as I said, we do have the majority of our fan base here in the Washington area, and there will be people that are touched by this tragedy. Again, it's just it's very, very difficult, and we'll have the speculation as far as security and how these guys got in there and what kind of security. Look, I think that we can all agree that it's impossible to secure every military base totally with civilians that are in there. It's impossible to secure every large facility where there are multiple people that are working in there. You have a crazed gunman that's acting with one or two people. Strange things can happen.
With supreme focus on their part, and it's hard for us to focus on them, and they're definitely focused on their task.
We'll find out as time goes on, and we just came in here. Sometimes we're very honest with you, and one of the things we wanted to do is come in and start this show and tell you what we were dealing with. Being yuckety yuck was not top of mind right now.
Stuff.
You had something else in
there? They've narrowed down the quadrant of the Naval Yard. It looks like it was within the Naval Sea Systems Command headquarters. In that building.
So maybe targeting the officers in this.
Maybe.
Which
are they saying that both gunmen were in the same area?
They're saying that that's where the shooting took place.
Okay.
So that's what we're, we're living this here in the D.C. area today, and I hope you can humor us and understand that we'll get on with the yuckety yuck in our prayers. If you got prayers, I believe that actually once in a while when we call on our listening audience to collectively send good wishes and good thoughts to everybody that's impacted by this tragic situation today here in Washington, D.C. Yet again, another incident with a gun. So we'll start the show right now, and thanks for indulging us.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Oh, my God.
What?
What?
Take it easy.
God, this time I was trying to do everything right.
Don't just become excited.
I thought if I stayed away from the city hall, I wouldn't have the bad luck I had again.
You're making me feel guilty.
I'm marrying your brother.
All right, I'm guilty. I confess.
What did you do?
What did I do?
You ruined my life.
That's impossible. It was ruined when I got here. You ruined my life. You know, you got them bad eyes like a gypsy, and I don't know why I didn't see it yesterday. Bad luck, that's it. Is that all I'm ever gonna have? Oh, I should have taken a rock and killed myself years ago. I'm gonna marry him. Do you hear me? Last night never happened, and I'm gonna marry him, and you and I are gonna take this to our coffins.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been 2 months since my last confession.
What sins have you to confess?
Twice I took the name of the Lord in vain. Once I slept with the brother of my fiancé, and once I bounced a check at the liquor store. But that was really an accident.
Then it's not a sin. But what was that second thing you said?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
You want to see a good one? Check that one out. Moonstruck with Cher and Nicolas Cage. And many
Danny Aiello.
Olympia Dukakis. Really great.
Frasier's dad, isn't it?
That's right. I forgot his name.
Yeah.
Live from Studio 1K in the Fiberplex Broadcast Center, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are downloaded worldwide 18 million times and powered by Encore Insurance. We're at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And the mighty 1630 KCJJ in Iowa.
I think my internet just glitched.
I don't know what happened. Our show today is brought to you by my favorite website next to ours.
What's that?
FanDuel.com.
Have a good weekend, did you?
I did. I did. Mr. Josh, my general manager, is doing very, very well for
me. Our percentages are up.
It is gone now. This is how I'm creeping on it, all right? I'm going from Josh taking over the entire thing. I know all about FanDuel. I'm going to tell you about it. It's a wonderful website. And it's gone from Josh being my GM to Josh explaining to me what he's doing as my GM to me checking out my live scoring during the NFL week, and I was all over it yesterday.
To draw a parallel, this is kind of like in the course of 3 weeks, Daniel Snyder becoming quarterback for the Redskins.
Yes, it is.
He's become from an outsider to an active player.
I don't necessarily think that I'm going to be messing with Josh when he selects lineups for me because
he knows the stuff.
He's got a magic touch right now, and it's working. We're talking about FanDuel, the first week of the NFL season and the second week, they got a Monday night game in the books. How'd your fantasy team do? Did you win cash?
I did not.
Did you?
No.
With FanDuel, you can. FanDuel.com is the place for 1 week fantasy football leagues for real money. There is no season-long commitment. That's cool.
You love that.
There are no upfront fees. Upfront fees. That's cool. You can play each week or whenever you want to play. It's up to you, and you can put up a lineup every single week based on a salary cap. FanDuel.com has huge prizes and instant payouts, and I haven't added up my total, but I did very well.
Yes.
I did very, very well.
I added it up.
You did?
Well, I had Josh do it.
Yeah?
You know what I love about Josh Murphy?
What's
that? He doesn't come in 5 days a week anymore.
No.
He may come in one.
Right.
But he answers his text while he's in class.
That's cool. And he brings great joy to me.
Yes,
and you know,
does.
When he comes in, he doesn't do anything. But he's still available.
He's still available. And he's doing, you know, and he's into this because he knows. He's like, let me tell you about interns. Rob was an intern. He knows that I'm telling the truth here. Interns are puppy dogs.
Yes.
And if you show a puppy dog like, well, aren't you a good boy? He's just going crazy on FanDuel.
He's in class right now texting me.
I chose a career based on that love. I really, really should have been in sales, but I ended up here.
What a tragic error it was.
It's a tale of two cities.
Okay. Yeah, because he's helping you too, right?
You know what's funny is, Oscar doesn't get a lot of texts.
Much like my career model, taking ideas that Oscar has and stealing them for myself.
And trying to make them just a little better.
Once I found out that Josh Murphy was running Oscar's Fantasy League, I said, I want some of that.
Santana.
Yes.
Team Santana is up $6.
Yeah. You know what? What, profit?
No.
Or up
this week,
$6
this week alone.
I'm down 94, but I'm back up six. So I'm six. Six. I'm six up.
No, you're not. Yeah, that's the same logic you used with that slot machine when you blew $800.
Okay, moving on.
Yes.
Mike Amazing. O'Mara is up
$160. Yeah! Yeah! Winner! Winner!
I can be happy for you.
I am happy.
And you have how many dollars?
$6.
$6. Thank you, Josh Murphy. Let's keep the pedal to the metal. FanDuel is paying out more than $135 million this year, but you have to play to win. You have to sign up today. Look, I am not going to besmirch the rest of the fantasy football world.
No, it's a huge industry.
But I will tell you this. When you can put different lineups in each week and you don't have a season-long commitment, it just makes the NFL so much more fun.
One of those 16-week fantasy football leagues, even when you're doing good, it can become drudgery.
Exactly.
And this is never drudgery.
Because, no, you can, if you can't update your lineup a lot,
right?
You've got to dance with the ponies that you drafted. You can make changes and you can make trades. You know how fantasy works, yeah. But this is great. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, use my code TMOS to sign up today. New users, when you use that code, FanDuel will match your deposit dollar for dollar up to $200. That's exactly what I did.
Hey, $6. You know what that is?
Yes.
That's free money.
Thank you.
That's up to $200 free for new users. And if you are somebody who is skilled and you have played fantasy all your life, even if you're in another fantasy league, you know, get involved in this.
Sure.
Don't forget to click the microphone in the upper right-hand corner and use the code TMOS. FanDuel.com, where every week is a new season. That's FANDUEL.com. And a lot of you are responding to this, and we're excited
about
it. That's cool. Because it makes the show look so good.
Of course.
Use the code TMOS and sign up today, and I'm having a blast. I'm not sure I'd start that Jacksonville quarterback again.
Really?
Don't think we want to get that creative. You know,
Hey, nice going, Josh Murphy.
Listen, let me just say, Josh, I'm happy, but can we always do better? Of course we can.
Of course.
And we can do better by starting superstars.
That's right. And you know what, Josh? Baby literally needs a new pair of shoes.
Exactly. You know that? You know that first week?
Yes.
That first week when you started Peyton Manning, Josh? Now that's a quarterback.
Okay? That's right.
Big win.
That is a quarterback. And, you know, he had another great game against his slightly more challenged brother, Eli, yesterday. I saw Eli's like post-game press conference yesterday. It's like,
I think he's dazzling.
It was frustrating.
It's like watching David Niven, isn't it?
Speaking of football, and we're always a little sports heavy on Monday anyway.
Sure.
A couple of sports notes. Here's
speaking of sports.
The Washington Redskins, the long-suffering fan base, the people that are so, so upset and so hateful, so filled with rage, I think it comes from the people that were kids when and impressionable kids, I want to say 13, 14, 15-year-olds, when the Redskins were in their real heyday, when Joe Gibbs was winning and winning and winning, when they were going to Super Bowls.
Right.
When life was great, when you had the Hogs, when you had Joe Theismann, when you had Mark Rippon, you had Doug Williams, you had all these
the
great
posse.
Players.
Yeah, you had Mr. Riggins and his ex-Benedict.
The posse? What's the,
yeah.
What's the posse?
Gary Clark, Art Monk.
Those were the Smurfs.
No!
No. This is after that.
The Posse?
Yeah.
Who were the Smurfs? Was that Art Monk?
Yes, I believe that was.
And I remember the Hogs with Jeff Bostic.
Yes.
And Joe Jacoby.
Frenzel.
And Russ Grimm.
Yes.
And, you know, you have these, and these guys have all gone on, most of them, to make entire careers.
That's right. If not in football, in barbecue sauce.
Because they won.
Yeah.
And now you go back and you go, now the guys that were kids back then are grown men.
Yes.
And these grown men want to win.
Yeah, they do.
And the thing about it is, I was doing an auction, I'll talk about that later, where we auctioned off some Redskins paraphernalia that just went nuts.
It's a good thing your auction wasn't today.
It wouldn't matter. It wouldn't matter.
It might.
This would not matter. I have a philosophy of the Washington Redskins. And this is really overstate. Look, losing two, here's the good news. Losing the first two of the season is meaningless in the NFL.
That's right.
There's every chance in the world the Redskins can.
That's right, Larry.
Win some games and make the playoffs. It's not like other sports. There are not enough games, so it's not like you have to worry just yet. Is it a cause for concern that they're 0-2?
Yes.
Absolutely. But so are the Giants. Mm-hmm. So are the Dallas Cowboys. The Philadelphia Eagles are 1-1. So, I mean, you got. So you're telling me there's a chance.
Am I the only one who thinks the Redskins can run the table?
There's a big chance. There's a very, very good chance. It happened last year, too.
Anything is possible.
Yeah. However, and I watch the Washington Redskins play football, and I watch what surrounds the Washington Redskins, and perhaps all these NFL teams. But here in Washington, you know the passion of our fan base for the Redskins. And my feeling is this, and I wrote this down. Great teams have to have great character. They do. It's not always like guys that are going to help the little old lady across the street character. It's toughness of mind. And what I see and what I have seen for the decades where the Washington Redskins have not won any Super Bowl, you've got a team that this is the game in town. You've got the Capitals and the Nationals, but make no mistake about it. If you're a Redskin, it's you walk in a different arena.
Oh, it's a lousy sports team, but the Redskins are the closest to being a real team as far as this town is concerned.
And I think it's very difficult to build that character or to motivate guys, young men,
mm-hmm.
if you are getting your asses kissed the way they get their asses kissed with losing after losing.
They're being
after
rewarded
losing.
For lousy behavior.
They don't
That's
have
fair.
To win.
Now you
They
know
don't have to win. It's just like the Washington Capitals. I feel the same way with that team. They don't necessarily have to go out and win all the time. We were talking about Boston. Boston goes on an 8-game losing streak.
Oh, they hear about it.
The superstar becomes crap.
That's right.
It's the way it works. And I think it motivates the teams a little bit
Let
better.
Me jump back 10 years when we had the most unfortunate luck of having Norv Turner on the show every week.
Hey, how are you? It's great. This is Norv Turner.
And they were in the middle of a tremendous losing streak.
Oh,
and
was
it was
I dreaded it. I dreaded it more than any segment in my career.
You dreaded it. You're not the one who had to dial.
It was so horrible.
It was really bad. But you know
so
what?
So horrible.
Back then, I think this was not the case yet because the team was truly rotten and they were sort of embracing the fact that they sucked because Norv had no other way to spin it. And it's different now, and it's not that long ago.
Well, because they won last year, guys. That's why the expectations are so high.
Yeah, well, they
but they haven't been winning this year.
They won, and you know, and they went into the playoffs. But it was, you know, that's the situation is, you know, a Super Bowl is what this team. That's the standard the fans have, and I think even with the RG3 and playing a little better, Oscar, and I mean a little better. Yes,
yeah.
They made it to the playoffs. You've got a. I just think. The underdogs, I think that's why you see underdogs occasionally sneak in a team sports situation, because you get guys that are, you know, character guys. They really are character
Lovable
guys.
Loser doesn't play in this city.
Now listen, I might be, now people are going to roll their eyes at me because I'm saying, yes, maybe I'm getting some of this from watching the Red Sox who don't have...
Oh, that's not why they're rolling their eyes
But the Red Mike. Sox don't have a stable of superstars like certain other baseball teams.
Right.
But I'm watching these guys yesterday... And these guys care for one another. They you watch them on the sidelines, and they're playing. I just think they're playing way over their heads.
Yeah,
I really do.
And then
I,
you have a head coach that looks confused. At one point, I really think I saw him say, "I don't like it here in New Orleans."
Right.
He didn't even look like he knew where he was.
Well, it's just watching that game yesterday with the Redskins. I was just watching a bunch of guys that looked like they could use a little discipline.
Yeah.
I mean, I was looking at guys that just
should we send Oscar over?
No, they still are doing little
Pedro Moreno.
They're doing stupid stuff, you know, and they're you know, and it's not a whole bunch of it, but I don't know.
Can
All I
tell
know,
you what it is?
Do you know the gift that
do
this team would give to the city of Washington D.C. Needs it? I mean, this town could use that so bad.
Can I? I guess, and these aren't my words. This is just because I'm obsessed with seeing what's wrong. And I root for RG3 because I bought into the hype, right?
Sure.
And I've seen his recovery from ACL surgery. It is the way that this team was set up was for the type of quarterback. The pre-ACL, second ACL injury.
Oh,
that
100%.
Hit, right?
I mean, that was the running gun type of
So they're
situation.
Running an offense with a guy that's not doing what he used to do simply because he's not comfortable with the recovery isn't where it should be.
And Troy
and even
Aikman,
if it is, he looks gun-shy.
Yeah.
He looks like he's not
but who
trusting
wouldn't
himself.
Be?
Yeah, true.
Who wouldn't be?
And I'll tell you something. Troy Aikman
yes.
is, you know, he's every bit a cowboy.
Of course.
There was that rivalry. And when Troy Aikman says, you know, will he ever be the quarterback he once was? And you look at that, but Troy Aikman talks about the knee brace, and he knows about the knee brace. And at that one particular run yesterday where you see RG3 sitting there for about 5 minutes adjusting his knee brace, and you're saying, man, you know, that's got to be – I mean, that surgery is just – did you see the diagram on what they did? They didn't – this isn't even what I had, which is just a little ACL
right.
replacement.
It's complete
this
reconstruction.
This was like just drilling inside the knee
and
moving this body part from this. It's just amazing.
There's a documentary that's put together, a small doc, right? And it shows his recovery of where he was and where he should have been. He's clearly ahead of schedule for anybody's regular expectation.
Because he's a Superman.
Yes.
He's a Superman athlete.
Though,
but you don't know whether he'll get back to where
psychologically, you don't know where it's going to be.
Here's from the documentary about RG3.
Steve Austin, astronaut. A man barely alive.
That's right.
I want him to succeed.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him.
What he has to do after every game, RG3 has to report to Oscar.
Right,
but it's not Oscar here. It's Oscar from the show $6 Million Man.
Ready for my blasphemy?
Yes. Oh Mike, you are a shock jock.
Yes, he got them to the playoffs. Yes, that first half of the season. You know, when you watched him play, doing things that most guys can't. You've got another guy that has been in the league. It's his second year in the league, and he's deified. He's still deified. He's still treated like he's got four rings, and he doesn't have four rings. Yeah. And I'm all for him, too. I think he's a very nice guy, and I think he's got a lot of character. But this fan base is just so drink the Kool-Aid. I mean, it's drink the Kool-Aid time.
Of course.
And, it's frustrating. I just feel for the Redskins
and
fans.
And the team feeds into it. I've told this before, but I will reveal it again just briefly. In the middle of the Schottenheimer era, another grand era in the storied history of the Redskins.
There have been some moments, haven't they, with this team?
When I was still on the field for them, mm-hmm. he said, we're going to run the noise meter. And I said, what do you mean the noise meter? He says, well, it's a video of noise meters. I said, you mean that's not a real reflection of the crowd?
It's not a noise meter.
He said, no, there's a series of three videos where they get louder and louder, and we run them no matter what. Oh, and as I'm going out to quote-unquote warm up the crowd, he says, by the way, don't mention the coach.
So, another week, another
Ravens won.
Another tragedy.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, the Ravens, but don't say that.
Yeah.
You know, piss people off here.
Don't cut home through the city.
I mean, we have a lot of fans
I'm a Ravens
Baltimore.
Fan.
We have a lot of, you're a Fairweather
fan. You know
fan.
That.
You're not a true
He's a
football
fan of success.
Fan.
I was a 49ers fan because they were close to Silicon Valley and I decided to adopt them until they lost.
Oscar
yesterday.
Loves success.
Incidentally, let's go. another NFC East team that lost yesterday. The New York Giants lost to in Peyton Manning Bowl. In Peyton Eli Bowl. Manning Bowl 13. Whatever it was, and we go to the press conference right now with Eli Manning talking about losing to his brother.
That's got a sting.
Was he just trying to say his name?
I don't know.
Eli.
He is like, hey, two rings, man. You can't argue with that with Eli Manning. But boy, you see the guy, and I'm like, how the hell does he learn a playbook?
Do you think he requires help putting the rings on?
No. But it's just frustrating.
Of course.
It's frustrating to watch this. A great weekend was had by all. I did the fabulous Helping Haitian Angel auction.
Do you want to break here and come back and talk
about it? We will take a break. I will tell you all about that, including my anniversary weekend with my lovely lady where, because of a gift certificate, thank you, Kathy.
Hey, look at you.
I took Carla out to the 1% restaurant. That's what it should have been called, the 1% restaurant.
Flashing neon sign out front that says, I know 1%.
Including the fat guy with the tie who was younger than me and had his whole family in there. And this was Mr. Weed here all the time.
Of course.
I'm happy for you.
Well, that's why he's fat.
Dick. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back. I'll tell you all about that right after this.
I look to stare so deep in your eyes. I touch on you more and more.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's the Oakton Wine Shop's Fall Festival, September 20th through 21st.
I'll tell you how you could have saved some money.
How?
It's not go to the restaurant, just go to the Oakton Wine Shop.
Oh, man, I could have done so well with that.
Yeah.
They're going to be kicking off their two-day festival with 15 wines from California, Italy, and the Pacific Northwest. Tasting will occur from 4 to 8 p.m. If you'd like more details, call the Oakton Wine Shop and our good friend Brian Gauthier at 703-255-5425. Oakton Wine Shop is right off Chain Bridge Road in Oakton on September 21st. It's their third annual fall festival continuing, and this time benefiting Innova Blood Donor Services. You can come out and enjoy wines from Spain, Burgundy, and California, as well as craft beer. Also, they'll be tasting food from Culinaria Cooking School in Vienna. Now, do you say culinary or culinaria?
He said culinaria, I think.
Yeah, but I still want to call it culinaria.
Well, I think if they said culinaria, they'd have to charge more.
Thank you. That's in Vienna. And cookies from Rhino Treats in Manassas.
Hey, Mike, who doesn't love cookies?
I love cookies. I love cookies. A portion of all sales go directly to Innova Blood Donor Services. If you'd like more details, call Oakton Wine Shop at 703-255-255. 5425 at Oakton Wine Shop off Chainbridge Road. And then on September 28th, it's their second annual fall beer tasting. And Chad will be out there with Oscar, Big Owen Dukes. And it should be a lot of fun as they taste some of their favorite beers. I almost bumped into Mr. Dukes yesterday.
How come?
I was out. I had an hour and a half yesterday morning to myself. And I took the motorcycle to Whole Foods and was just going to get like something good for the football game. And I walk in, and they got they've got like a little sports bar in that place.
They're leaning Wegmans, aren't they?
They are. They are. But I walked in.
Give me a gas can.
I had a shepherd's pie.
How was it?
I have one of their little fancy iced teas.
And then I'm walking out, and there's some red-haired guy with a beard, and he goes, Mike. And I turn around, and then in back of him, it's drab.
Oh, really?
And I guess when I looked at them, I was kind of like, yeah, like that. And drab was funny because drab said, "Hi, Matt Cahill. How are you? Nice to meet you."
Well, you know, all respect.
Pretty funny.
All respect, and I love drab, but right. He's really not the most remarkable person I've ever met. And I can see where in a crowd you might not pick him out.
I take offense to that.
It was one of his more remarkable moments.
Great.
Was it?
Yeah, I love drab.
I adore him. He's still employed in an industry that no longer welcomes me.
Well, they
so drab wins.
They kept all those guys.
Yeah.
For easy. One important reason.
Hey, Mike, be nice.
Well, no, I am being nice, but there are reasons for that. But anyway, so Drab was there, and they were wearing their jerseys. Drab had a Seattle jersey on, and the guy with the red beard, I have no idea who he is, had his red.
It was a guy from Duck Dynasty.
It wasn't that long a beard.
Oh, okay.
And I guess Chad was supposed to be meeting them.
Yeah, that's his home base.
That's where he...
he doesn't go. I mean, he goes different places to watch the game, but I think that's... exclusively where he goes and watches his game.
It's what, really a nice
watch
layout.
Football at a grocery store?
Well, yeah.
Wow.
Well, they have craft. They have everything there.
No, they don't. No, well, they. In fact, I thought the menu was a little limited.
Oh, really?
To be honest with you. Yeah. I mean, it was.
But
you may do.
But I mean, I guess they technically do have everything because you could go next door into the grocery store and get whatever you want.
Stories of them going into the grocery store
that
and getting
to me,
whatever they want and walking right back out.
You know what I would do?
Bottle.
I would say, hey, can you go make a box of macaroni and cheese for me and just see if they'd do it?
I would think that if you can go into the grocery store and like camp out at your particular area, it was starting to fill up. I left there at about 12.
Right.
And it was starting probably a little after 12, and it was starting, they were starting to creep in there. And I was thinking, maybe not a bad idea.
So it's not actually in the grocery store.
Well, it is under the same roof.
But,
and
it's,
then
but you, it's separate.
It's separate.
You good. Can, and you know what? I give them a little credit because, you see, the Wegmans model would be you have to walk through the sports bar.
Why do you get so upset about
this?
He
hates Wegmans for some reason. He hates Wegmans so totally.
And yet I love you.
But, I mean, it's not. You're such an ass. You are such a silly ass.
He cares about this so much.
I love him, too. That's the sad thing. I do. Rob, I will think about both you guys now more than I ever did with any of the other incarnations of this show. Because really, basically, the older incarnations of this show, I would go home and just cry for the entire Friday afternoon. This time,
I did that.
I'll just see like little things. You guys will be, was it this weekend? When was it? It was something Osmond sent me.
It was 2010.
When did you? Was it Friday night? I think it was Friday night.
Was I hammered?
You
I might have been hammered.
Texted me. Oscar does something that now he'll do it regularly because I'm pulling back the curtain to tell you how much I love it.
Do you really want to say it though?
Oscar will text me a perfect, like high definition picture of a cocktail that he's about.
Oh yeah,
to
yeah, 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 yeah. That's my bit. So
I've done it. I've done it before.
Yeah. Rob, I will follow on Facebook with the different things that Rob's doing. Rob puts this new profile picture.
Oh, I got to give my wife credit for that one.
And it's this is how I don't know either bored or creative. You can go two ways with it.
I'll tell you the whole story. But
all right, I'll give you the first one first. Okay. I'll give you Oscar's first because both of you boys, it always seems like once a weekend there's this moment of joy.
Well, you know what?
It's really satisfying for me.
None of us delay getting out of here on Friday. We're ready.
We're ready to go on
Friday.
But
you know what? I really do think the three of us miss each other. Because, I think it's true.
Extreme.
There are moments when I say, I kind of wish the guys were right here for this moment. It wouldn't be an extended moment.
I'm even
getting to a point where I think of Matt Bloom.
I will tell you the honest truth that I have never, in all of my years in broadcasting, I will say this to both of you, I have never spoken more highly to other people of people that I work with. I swear to God, I do
even
it all
when
the
you're
time.
Sober.
No, I do it all the time. I don't care. And you guys both know this.
Yeah.
I used to not do that simply to protect myself.
Right.
And now I don't care about that.
Well, that's awesome.
I just have to. So Oscar,
it's a happy place.
It's
this
very
place.
Sweet of him.
Oscar on September 14th at 1:20 a.m.
Oh,
I'll share
go.
This
oh,
with
at 1:20?
He texts me this picture. He texts
oh, my
me this
God.
Picture.
Yeah, it was Jameson's.
And then it says, "Wish you were here."
Wow. Let me see.
That's it. That's all.
You know what? That text has a different meaning at 8 p.m. than it does at 1 in the morning.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that now.
I'm shocked that you remember it.
That makes me laugh.
Gentleman in Georgetown, actually, he listened to the show.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he said, "I'd like to buy you guys a round." And he brought that over. And I said, "Oh, what's this?"
Said, "I'll drink it, but what is it?"
"Jameson's."
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
And I said, well, and then Rob Spiewak changes his profile picture. And I might not be able to find this, but it was... you had a sunset in back of you.
Last
and there
night,
was a cloud configuration that almost resembled a bursting star.
I was grilling
in the
chicken on the deck.
You've
last
seen
night.
This?
And, no, I have not.
I'll bring it up for you. And the thing is that I very seldom do what the kids do called the photo bomb.
Mm.
And I said to Carrie, the sun was for maybe a total of 3 minutes coming through streaks of light where it looked like there was pink streaks of fire
cool.
in the sky. It was a beautiful sunset and a very rare thing to get a view from where my deck is. I said, Carrie, come see this. And she comes out. She said, oh, that is very nice. I'd like a photo of that. And as she takes the picture, I photobomb her. I jump into the shot. And that Julia, who has got her finger on the pulse of young, funny America,
yes.
says, Dad, that's fantastic. And as a favor to Julia, I made it my status picture.
Oh,
and
perfect.
She thinks it's fantastic. Lots of comments about my nostrils and uvula this morning.
I did
so,
see that.
Both of you. I tell you, it happens
at
least every other weekend. It's
very
funny.
Sweet of you.
And I had my laugh. And I had overall a little good, a little bad over the weekend.
Really?
The good part would be the amazing response that we got to the Helping Haitian Angel auction on Saturday.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there. What are you going to give
this
for?
This is me.
I have a $600 down here now, 10 and now, 25 and now, 35 and now, 50 and now, 60 and give me 60 and now, 75
very much.
Another $85 on the bottom there.
It's his opening number.
In answer to Carla's question, why do you always spotlight the fact that you're fat? And I say, Carla, the reason I make a fat joke when I get up on stage is because I know who I am.
Yeah.
And I know what people think when they see a fat guy get up on stage. And I have always enjoyed...
Get the paddles!
God, the first 10 minutes.
Yeah. Will that stage hold?
I made the mistake of wearing a sweater.
Can we get some towels up here, please?
Okay, I want to welcome everybody. It's a little warm in here. It's cool outside, but I want to go.
Please exit single file.
It was the Helping Haitian Angel auction at the winery this weekend. And, you know, we always talk about the fact that we're circus clowns when we get out there.
It's a tough
and
gig.
It's not a gig that I am filled with joy as Carla and her mother are, chortling in the car on the way over. I'm kind of pre-gaming. I'm
sure.
thinking about the fact that this is
Focus.
Work. And my feeling is... it has nothing to do with me personally, but it really does.
Sure.
If people are not in the mood to bid on things and actually spend time and their money, I'm screwed because I'm going to be the face of the disaster.
Face.
I'm going to be the one that they're going to look to as the reason it failed.
There's no reason to deny the fact that Carla is beautiful.
Yes.
Strikingly pretty.
Thank you.
But does she really not know why you and I would also open with a fat joke to defuse the situation?
Carla,
to say it before they say it?
She probably knows it. She doesn't like it. And so I said something along the lines of, yes, I know what you're thinking. I said, this is what 5 days in a row for months of CrossFit does. And see, there you go.
Beautiful. Absolute winner. That
right?
is the equivalent. You know
good
what
opening?
That is?
Good opening.
That right? is the equivalent yeah. of the
that
fireman.
Great.
That's the equivalent of the fireman cutting out the hunk of boardwalk
right.
in Seaside Heights. You're stopping the fire before it gets to you.
But let me tell you, as soon as I said that, I had him.
That's killer.
I had him.
You did.
Awesome.
You did.
And I'll tell you, I've had him before, and I've not had him before. But it was a raucous crowd, and they did a lot of it. Excuse me. Yeah, early in the night, I'm listening to the other announcements. Yeah. Can we have your attention? Can we have your attention?
You got to own that room.
And nothing.
Oh, you got to be 10 feet tall.
So I got up there and I said, okay, we've got some great items here. And I know, listen, this is going to be for a very, very good cause. And it's going to be lots of fun. But I hate to do this at the very beginning, but I always feel it's kind of necessary. Listen up!
There you go.
And
pin drop?
Silence.
Yeah.
Then you knew you had him. That's got to be the best feeling.
And then, as I said, you're the bad guy or you're the good guy. It's all based on how cool the people are at the event, willing to open up the purse strings to support them, and they were fantastic.
Were they the kind of crowd that you could poke fun at?
They were the kind of crowd.
Belittle a little bit?
Well, there's one guy. You know how it is. When you do these things, I always will focus on... I'm nervous to start, and I've got that good edge on.
Sure.
And so if I see a guy that's going to be getting an attitude, so I'm doing my opening spiel
right.
about going to Haiti and how Carl and I went down to Haiti. And I looked out in about three deep around the stage, and a guy's looking up at me, and he's going like this. He's taking his finger and going, come on, let's go.
Oh, like
rock
move it on?
Up?
And I did, and he's got the grin on where he's working me.
Oh, my God.
And I have more fun with him. I said, you
awesome.
better. But here's the cool thing. The guy ended up bidding. a lot.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know what? Then you know what? He can be afforded that. We actually have tape of Mike when he started, ended his spiel and started the auction. You do sound a little keyed up. I don't know if it's me.
You know what he's really doing?
What's that?
He's not saying anything other than better than better than 10.
Oh, yeah. It's constant chatter. There's very little content.
Oscar Hammond Jameson's. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show, including Elizabeth Hasselbeck started on Fox Morning News today.
Yeah.
What?
Elizabeth Hasselbeck. What?
What does she owe her success to?
You know, I was wondering.
Yeah.
What motivated her to go from the very successful View?
Right.
You know, you look at a move like that and you say, what must be in her head
exactly.
to do that? Yeah. You know? I mean, I guess most people, especially at the View, would say, what was she thinking?
Oh, yeah.
Are we on dangerous ground here, Mr. Spicoli?
It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter. She's working with, you know, our good friend Steve Doocy.
Now, is that his... There's another half-witted Doocy on Fox News. Is that his son? Does he
really?
Have a son? Yeah,
there's another Doocy?
Can you find... See if there's another Doocy. Because he's one of these... I don't know, but... Carl Doocy, or whatever his name
Does
is.
Does he look like he's blonde
be,
and
yeah,
young
be.
And...
D-O-O-C-Y.
Oh, I've got it.
And Protestant?
Yes.
Let me continue right. looking.
Yeah.
Yes, that kind of looks. So she moved over there today, and she's happy now because everybody agrees with her.
And everyone's banging her.
Right.
It's not really.
It's Peter Doocy, and he is Steve Doocy's son.
All right!
Can I get an image, please? Can I get a picture of Peter Doocy?
Yeah, you know what? You don't
of course it's Peter Doocy.
Peter!
Hi, I'm Peter Doocy.
Mike.
I'm translucent. I'm so white.
Before you see a photograph, I want you to form an image in your head to see if you can match it.
Okay.
Because I think you will.
Perfect hey, Peter Doocy!
His first news piece. It was wonderful, and I think the Academy is going to recognize this. It's called I Don't Like Obama.
Very hard hitting. So, congratulations.
What's a Villanova?
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Congratulations. Mm-hmm. I think Steve Doocy, I think Villanova is a big Catholic school, if I'm not mistaken.
Could be, yeah.
So, he might want to be one of those Bill O'Reilly big right wing Catholic people that I grew
actually,
up
he's
with.
Grown up a little bit because that picture was from 2009. Look at him now.
Let's take a look.
I'm sure
now.
He's cleaned up his look.
Perfect Peter Doocy.
Look at this.
Oh, no.
Oh, there we go.
There he is.
He Woo! Looks like someone that you would hire at an agency to be Steve Doocy.
Yeah. Hey,
like, we have a Steve Doocy lookalike coming to our party.
Perfect Peter Doocy.
Perfect Peter Doocy.
Loved him right. in Home Alone.
So congratulations to her. He does look like Macaulay Culkin. So Friday night, I had mentioned this in the opening of the show.
Yes.
The auction was great. So thank you to everybody that came out and supported HHA. I want to mention that. But Friday night was anniversary night, which will dovetail into, and I've said dovetail a lot too much on the show. I get into those verbal crutches. But it is dovetailing into birthday week.
Of course.
Tomorrow night is Carla's birthday celebration.
So, already?
Yeah.
Didn't we just celebrate this weekend?
I thought she had a birthday a few weeks ago.
We go from anniversary to birthday.
Yeah.
And,
it's all coming up, Carla.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Looking forward to it.
Well, you know what? But you know what? It's, you sarcastic, but this is a big birthday for her because now she can buy her own booze.
She's very excited.
No more fake IDs.
21. 21.
Why does she always have a New Jersey ID? I always wondered that.
I go to a restaurant where
Jersey's
back in the day.
One to fake.
Because no one knows what a Jersey ID looks like.
21.
Congratulations, Mrs. O'Mara.
Yo, what part of Jersey you from?
Or as her Mike, as her ID says, Phyllis Jackson. This is Phyllis Jackson. She comes from Wildwood, New Jersey.
Miss,
she's 28.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to confiscate this ID because you do not appear to be an African American. This is unacceptable. I'm not going to be able to do this. So,
oh God.
Speaking of booze, we
yes.
go out to
we?
We talk. We go out to the 1% restaurant. That's I'm not going to give them a plug.
No,
because they don't need a plug.
No,
from
it
me.
Is actually called the 1% restaurants, named after the kind of milk they serve.
From our generous listener Cappy, I had talked about this restaurant to Cappy again and again and again, and because Cappy is one of the most thoughtful people in the free world,
if not the most,
Cappy gives us a gift certificate and an incredibly generous gift certificate to go to this restaurant. Let me just say. That this restaurant now has priced themselves into a stratosphere where I say this with absolute conviction. I will never set foot in there again. There's
really?
Just not a chance. There's no chance. I gave the boys.
What if they advertised?
Huh?
What if they advertised on the podcast?
Oh, no, that's a different story.
Of course.
Yeah, and there was trade involved.
Yes.
But no, it's just, I respect.
Why don't we find some unicorns?
Send over some quail's eggs, please.
I respect the fact that this man has built his business into this this incredible place where they can charge what they charge, but I was so totally intimidated by the experience that it took away from my enjoyment, and it probably took away from my wife's enjoyment of it. Because everything, it's so expensive now that you sit down there and you go, was that worth it? Was that worth it?
Oh, if it gets to that point,
And I never was there before, but then maybe it's because my financial fortunes have changed and I can't afford that. But even back in the day, when Mike O'Mara says, no more Ponderosa.
I know. You know what? A few years ago, it seemed like a great idea to go there, right. Especially with the salad bar.
I understand.
But it really gets your value.
But I will never set foot in Ruby Tuesdays again.
Yeah, I understand.
That's all there is to it.
When, let's say, that Don and Mike ride of those Don and Mike contracts existed.
Yes.
Even then, you knew what a dollar was.
Even then. And it was, one-third of what it is today. And even at that level, I said, jeez. And especially when I'd bring out like a table of four, it was something where I said, this is really ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
And, but that would be at the end of the evening. Mm-hmm. Now it's a situation when we go
it
in and
really
I'm like,
literally,
Jesus.
Well, not literally, but it hangs over your head.
Yeah, it's
during
not,
the whole meal. If it's so expensive that it's cutting into your enjoyment,
right?
Then why are you even there?
And that's what I said. I said, well, that's it. That's it for that. You know, and it's one of the things. Here's how I.
So, Oscar, we have to go to Plan B for the Christmas party.
I'm not alone. Listen, there are people that have been rocked by the recession, and this is,
a lot
believe
of
me,
yep.
This is not. I'm not alone. When I bet there are a lot of people that agree with me on this. The older I get, and not having what I used to have, and I think it's a character building in a way. I look back on things and I qualify things as, do I really miss it? And the answer is absolutely not. And I will not miss that.
Yeah.
I will not miss that experience. Not because it wasn't good chow, believe me.
And
it's pretty special. And they kind of, it's fine dining and all that. And it was a beautiful place to go for an anniversary. But looking around that room, there was this guy. Look, I don't want to cast aspersions on him.
Yes.
But he's this doughy. I'm trying to think who he looked like. He looked like
Andy Richter.
No, he looked like Andy Richter with darker hair.
A swarthy Andy Richter.
And it was darker hair, but nerdier, just even a little nerdier
maybe
than Andy Richter.
A bead of sweat or just a vapor of sweat coming off his forehead.
And he had a beautiful family, but he was the one part of the family that wasn't beautiful. But he was obviously the one that was there all the time. And I'm just
a regular
ascot on.
And I'm nothing if not a petty man. And I'm watching.
And God bless you for it.
And the whole time I'm dining and, should be really enjoying this experience. In my own mind, it's going. Oh, this is shut off. I don't know how. Hold on, let me plug this.
No problem.
You know what? Anyone monkeying in here? The board was turned off when I got here today.
Here we go. The first fingerprints of
the
Michael
baby.
O'Mara.
The baby is not walking. He's not even crawling.
Pony, I need your help.
Who knows what he does when we're not around?
Oh, there you go. You know what? You know what Mike did though when he said, "If you go back and ask what you miss and what you don't miss, it's a good exercise."
Yeah.
Sometimes you come out feeling pretty good.
Oh, so true.
So I'm sitting in this restaurant, and I really, look, I enjoyed certain moments of it. It was fine. I'm talking to the staff. It's an elite experience.
Did you take any time to talk to your wife?
Yes, and we were, once we got in there, we were running a half an hour late because we had a lot of traffic getting down there. So, because this is a she place, we were kind of uptight about that. But once we arrived.
Was that reflected in your bill? The half hour delay? Lateness?
Should have been.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have mattered. So we go down and they seat this table and he's there. It's this guy and his wife and his daughter, young daughter, who's beautifully behaved. In fact, when I walked out, I actually said, what a wonderfully behaved daughter you have. It was a pleasure to be in the same room with her. And that, I thought that was, I meant that.
That was nice.
It was more directed to the mother than the other guy because technically.
He looked at you and burped.
This is where I'm kind of a hypocrite because I'm sitting there and they'd serve something. And go, oh, this is delicious. And then I'd look across at this table and I'm going inside my mind. Look at that jerk. Look at that fat, overfed lawyer prick. God, I hate that guy. I really do. Thank you. Yeah, I'll have a little more wine. Thank you. We really appreciate that. That's good. This is great. So is this a good anniversary dinner? Yeah. Okay. Here comes the next course. And then
look at him now with his big stupid lawyer tie on, big fat ass, you know, telling everybody how important he is. Man, I'd like to just dump my wine right over the top of his head.
This is delicious. This is really, really yummy. Thank you. Yes, I'll have. Can we have? Can you? Yeah, I'm done with that. You can take that plate away. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Okay. What's fat ass gonna order now? What's he gonna have over there? Yeah, what a hump. What a jerk.
It's amazing you were able to enjoy yourself at all with the tab hanging over your head and watching this. Jack, you have such a queer duality.
I was intimidated by the experience, and I looked around and I couldn't get by it this time. I've been in there before. I've always
times
felt
have changed.
No, even when I had more money, I would walk into a place like that and I always be like, it's just so.
Yeah, but you know what? Times have changed. We're in a different stratosphere, and apparently, from what you say, that restaurant is as well.
It is, and it's just you look around and everybody's just is it great? It's got good food. Yeah, it's good.
Did you
it's
get any
great
food?
Food.
Did you spill anything on your t-shirt?
I did not. You're my tuxedo t-shirt?
That's the one.
Hey, it was either the tuxedo t-shirt or the fried eggs.
Oh, I thought you were going to
where my tees are.
I thought you were going to wear the Dick Queasy shirt.
No. Well, we wanted to expose the show to an upper clientele. Gotcha. So, yeah.
It was very, very fun.
What's your deal with lawyers?
What's that?
Like, every time you talk about, like, the 1%, they're all lawyers.
Yeah.
We Mr. Geronimo and I, early in our careers, were deposed. We went to a deposition because we were sued. And we sat across from this ruddy, thick-necked hump lawyer who tried his level best to just really take the two young disc jockeys and intimidate us into oblivion.
How'd it work?
And, you know, it was very difficult. And I've always talked about that. What's my thing with lawyers? Do you love them? It's everything with lawyers. You don't mind them. You've never
Oscar,
had.
What do you
Let
call,
me tell you, you haven't had as many as I have, pal.
What
That's
do you call
you,
a 1,000 lawyers at the bottom of the ocean?
Wealthy.
A good start.
A good start. A good start. No, but I have no idea whether he was a lawyer.
But you could probably guess.
But he had that kind of
K
Street.
He could have been a doctor.
He had that K Street look.
A doctor?
I really don't
Could have
know.
Been a podcaster.
I really hope he's not a doctor. I really, I just don't.
Well, looking at him outwardly, the guess is probably not a doctor.
I'm not. Don't make me defend an indefensible position here. I can't defend my behavior. I was completely randomly looking at this
just
guy
a
going,
question.
Look at you.
Just yeah. a question.
Oh, the one thing he
Oscar
said,
loves success.
He loves success. He does.
I celebrate it.
You
That's
celebrate.
Why I'm here every day.
Yes, yes. Celebrate us, please.
Yeah, please. Yeah. Can we at least get some ginger ale or something? Doesn't have to be champagne.
He's working on it.
Now, let me ask a question. Obviously, we see how you did.
Yes.
Are you with us?
What I'm thinking about with this guy, as I'm looking at this guy, here's the comment that got me. It was something he said. It wasn't that I was just randomly looking at him. At one point, he goes, yeah, we come down from wherever he's coming from, and I didn't hear that part. And we eat here all the time. And I'm like going, you eat there all the time.
Douche.
And the money there, if he's going to eat there, you're talking thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yeah, that is.
So
it's
that was
much.
The what kind of got me that he said that very loudly. And they were all kind of fawning on him, and it was just
he's going to say it loudly, because you don't say that for you. You say that for everybody.
But here's the best part. So I'm feeling really small in this place. I'm feeling like I really don't rate, and I really don't matter. And one of the things, Oscar, was not the fact that I could afford to go there, because even then it was a bit of a stretch, but I always felt like there was a core of people that used to listen to the show.
Yeah.
And so that always made me feel kind of cool. We get done with the meal, and the floor manager guy who's been talking to us all night long, I had no idea, and I'm feeling really kind of insignificant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And at the end of the meal, he comes over and goes, by the way, I love the podcast.
Oh,
and I'm
that's
like,
awesome.
Yeah,
big win.
Yes, thank
big
you
win.
Yay. And that was up, but I'll never go back.
And since it was an anniversary dinner, how did Mrs. O'Mara enjoy it?
She loved it.
Really? Yeah. And she
loved it.
She was not haunted by the onuses that you were?
No, she feels the same way I do, and we kind of get...
Oni.
We act like people that... we're like the Clampets going to a place like this now, and we start...
Cousins!
We giggle a little bit. We know our stuff. We know what to order, and we actually know what's good, but we giggle at the whole... look at that guy.
Now just...
and Carlos says something like, man, look at her. How far up in the air was her nose?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we feel that way, because there are a lot of people that are walking around, they're like, oh, hello, how are you? I hate that. I've always hated that.
As a foodie that has always been priced out of this place, and since you're never going back there, this is not a commercial, we've not even mentioned it, can you just thumbnail what you ate? Because I think people would want to know.
Pheasant.
Oh.
Sea bass.
Yes. The pheasant, does it taste like a small chicken? What does it taste
like? A guinea hen.
Caviar.
Oh, look at you! Yeah,
it was a prefix menu. They had.
I don't like
him. Do you know what that means, Oscar?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I actually had a meal like that in Los Angeles.
Soft shell crab.
Didn't like it.
Butter. Yeah.
You know, it depends on the meal. You know, it depends.
And
on
it's
that.
Seasonal there, right?
It's lots of corn. Tomato.
Did you visit the men's room?
Not when I was there.
Do they have a butler in the men's room?
They have butlers everywhere.
Really? Tell you what.
No, they don't have a butler. It's not like a casino, Oscar. It's not like one of those clubs you go to.
$2 yeah, for a spritz
got,
of cologne.
Yeah, that's right. They got some guy sitting in there handing you towels and handing you brute.
Yeah, you go in there, you go in, you see the restroom attendant, you say, boy, this place is beautiful, but this corn goes through you like S through a goose. I tip you?
They didn't have that. Hey, did I mention the sponsor? I didn't even mention the sponsor.
Please, God, Mike. Get your head out of your ass.
It is Omaricon 2013. Oh, yeah. Cue the music, everybody.
Yeah, baby.
All right, I'm gonna tell our listeners this. My boys know this. They know this. This is how I look at these things, okay?
Yeah.
Here are two important facts, and I want you to focus on the second one. Fact number one.
Yes.
We are ahead of the pace from our last State Theater show.
This is exactly true.
Fact number two.
And this is what you must focus on.
Fact number two for America in 2013. That's not good enough.
Tell me about it.
I really want to make sure. I'd like to sell this show out sooner than later.
And you know what? For someone who has to spend multiple hours with Mike O'Mara every day, I too would like you to sell this show out.
I'm going to three that.
Yeah.
tickets went on sale on Friday.
Pony held
and
up four
they
fingers.
They are on sale now for Omaricon 2013. Our P1s have done an amazing job
selling
the early tickets to this, but now it's the warfare, it's the battle that goes on, and you know this from the last State Theater show, where every day I come in here saying, get your tickets now because you're making me nervous.
Not only
want to be nervous.
This podcast opens all with open arms.
Yeah. Right.
But for some reason, the people that rush to us are the procrastinators.
The last time we did the State Theater show, I came in on this program and I said, if we don't get a certain number, I'm not doing the show.
Exactly. I said that to Carrie once.
I'm going to go on a limb here.
Okay.
Aww. If we don't sell this show out, I'm not doing the show.
You know what, Oscar? That's going to make the night really rough on us because I don't do impressions.
But how about this?
Right. No, you see, he doesn't. He has little faith.
No, he does.
He has little faith.
He has all the faith.
You're rolling your eyes because you don't want me to say that. I'm not going unless
we
sell out. And I'm talking about the upper deck, too.
If we get
the upper deck here.
A sellout.
Yes.
We'll look into getting butlers in the restroom.
Oh, an attendant would be great.
100%.
Yeah.
If we get a sellout, we will have a table with colognes that I will buy personally.
We all have to choose a flavor.
Right.
We all have to choose a flavor of cologne.
And mints.
I will buy the colognes. You buy the mints.
Okay.
Yes.
You get the towels at the dollar store.
I was going to actually be the butler.
That would be wonderful.
We need him on stage.
Why don't we? How many? Well, there's only one restroom, right? It's
no,
that second
two.
Floor. There are two.
Two.
Why don't
are
we?
Are they unisex?
No. If you sell, listen, we have to like pregame anyway.
Right.
If you sell out the State Theater show, I will spend a half an hour in one of the restrooms,
I will
being
too.
The restroom attendant.
I will too.
And Rob will do the other one.
That's right.
And Oscar
will be in the ladies' room.
You can go in between
the
two.
Yeah, yeah, I'll be in the ladies' room.
All right, Oscar will be in the ladies' room. There you go. Hi there.
Heavy flow, here you go.
Oh, God.
Here's your tampon. If you sell
this
show
got wings.
Out,
I don't believe we've named today's show.
I know we're on a pace that's ahead of last time, but I want to get it done. If you give me that peace of mind sooner than later, I will be the restroom attendant for the night for a half an hour.
And as I said, we embrace and we somehow be the home. We are somehow the home of the procrastinator. But I tell you what, when the steam starts to build up, you're going to be pissed when you get shut out.
Right.
Because you know what? We are going to sell this show out. Get your tickets now.
Omaricon 2013, live at the State Theater. The date is Saturday night, November 9th at 8 p.m.
We Free cologne.
A ton of tickets already, but I want to sell this thing out sooner than later. Tickets are on sale now to everybody. If you know somebody that went to the last one and you know somebody that's dropping the ball, they haven't gotten their tickets yet, tell them to do it. We are very excited. The show will be like no other we've ever done before. We will once again be joined by Mickey Coachella, most recently of the 98 Rock Morning Show and all-round funny dude, and as usual there will be music, dancing, and festivity,
and as it says on the banner, there will be surprises.
That's right. Save the date. That's Saturday, November 9th. Get your tickets today. As a matter of fact, if we sell it out today, I'll get my outfit ready for being a restroom attendant.
Awesome. White jacket?
That's right.
I love it.
I don't know if I'll do the white jacket. I'm not sure I want to do that.
I'll go to the rental store.
I'll wear like a t-shirt. We'll take a break. Okay, the white jacket. Okay, it's always a costume with you. We're going to take a break.
I hide behind the mic.
News you may not need right after this on the Mike O'Meara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Where the hell has the time gone on today's show? The show has flown by for a Monday show. Someone's been running his mouth. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. This segment of our program brought to you by Amazon. Amazon, one place to go for everything you need. Can't you feel that the season is about to change?
Can you feel it, Oscar?
Yes, fall is right around the corner, and Amazon has you covered. How about new clothes at up to 75% off, plus boots, winter coats, and any hat you'd ever want. And you never have to leave your desk. Plus, Amazon is the place to go for pumpkin decorations. Incidentally, Carla wanted me to mention, when we say you never have to leave your desk, you never have to leave the home.
Yeah.
For the homemakers out there, for the housewives, for the new moms out there, you know, you could just sit there with your little laptop, your tablet, your phone, and do all your shopping, and it's so much fun.
While you're nursing your child.
When you go through Mike O'Meara's show page to get to Amazon, every single day, Monday through Friday, is like Christmas morning.
That's good.
If you need it, Amazon has it. Always open at MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon. Just click the link at our show webpage, MikeOmeraShow.com. And thank you very much. We thank you in advance.
From around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window, the Mike O'Meara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, News You May Not Need.
It is a little before 12 noon on Monday, September 16th, as we tape the Mike O'Meara Show today. Oscar Santana has been keeping some tabs on the situation at the Washington Navy Yard, where early this morning, two shooters busted in there and began firing at people. What is the very latest? Do we have any word on the shooters or the fatalities or what is going on right now?
Right now, it looks like there has been, again, it's still early in the story, but
still fluid.
The two shooters have been relatively confirmed. One is said to have been in fatigues.
Okay.
So
really,
this really
might be
looks like it was
guy.
Coordinated and planned out.
Or it could be a disguise.
Early reports say that outside of the two shooters, there has been 10 people that have been injured. 4 people that have been confirmed dead.
They have confirmed.
Yes.
It. Wow.
What is also, and this is the first time. And we talk about desensitization.
Desensitization.
I'm not even trying to say it again.
Right.
When you start reading this, I just got chills for the first time. So they're getting firsthand reports. This is from WJLA, a CNN affiliate here in the D.C. area. And this is a firsthand account, and I quote, says, "We noticed him down the hall and stepped around the corner, and we heard shots. What seemed to be like 2 or 3 passed, and then he aimed the gun at us, and he fired at least 2 or 3 shots more." And this is what's interesting. You should know this, that the Naval Yard has a big wall around it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That at one point, everybody was going down the stairs, describing the pandemonium. People were pushing. People were shoving. People were falling down. After we came outside, people were climbing the wall, trying to get over the wall. It was just crazy.
Yep. Oh, my God.
That's what you're hearing, that this scene was so, so terrifying. We'll know more about this as the day progresses today, but our prayers go out with anybody that might have family and friends down there at the Washington Navy Yard and another gun-related tragedy here in the United States.
I wouldn't say, again, if you're in a military base, I mean, what are you going to take those guns away? Let's be fair there.
Right. No, I'm just saying just an incident with a gun. That's all I'm talking about. It's terrible. Helicopters are expected to be back in the air in a major way Monday over 15 counties across Colorado's Front Range, where historic flooding has killed at least 6 people, left hundreds more stranded and unaccounted for, and forced nearly 12,000 to evacuate their homes. Bad weather grounded the helicopters on Sunday, leaving many people still waiting for help or to be evacuated. Another place where they need your thoughts and prayers out there in Colorado. As of late Sunday evening, another tropical storm system, and this is not a tropical storm system in Colorado, but this one around Mexico, Tropical Storm Manuel was expected to drop up to 25 inches of rain in some areas with winds at around 40 miles per hour, and it's just a very difficult situation because on the opposite coast...
Yeah, they've got it on both sides, right?
Yeah, Hurricane Ingrid is on the other side, and that's expected to make landfall today with sustained winds of 75 miles per hour north of the port town of Tampico. So the Mexican people are going
to the danger at play here is because Hurricane Ingrid is German, it's going to hit with amazing efficiency.
Thank you, Rob. And way to go. You kept it in your pants about the whole Mexican thing.
Yeah.
Hurricane Manuel.
Yeah, Manuel just claimed 21 lives.
And I said Manuel. Engineers on Monday succeeded in resting the hull of the shipwrecked Costa Concordia from the Italian reef, where it has been stuck since it capsized in January 2012, leaving them cautiously optimistic that they can rotate the luxury liner upright and eventually tow it away.
What do you think is really the root of taking a year to get a ship off of a reef?
And don't you think that the people that are really, really focused and following this are all going to celebrate by dinner at that restaurant? Because it seems to me like a massive J.O. I'm sorry, but when they said, well, have you seen it move? Well, we haven't. But in the next 20 hours, it's going to move 8 inches, and that's terrific.
It is, in my the layman's eye that I possess, it is a question of tonnage. That's why it takes so long. It's so heavy.
Really?
And it's so, you have to realize what this thing did was can opener onto these rocks, and it freezes there. And they said at one point that there was a chance they would never be able to move
it. They would just leave it?
Yeah, they would leave it there.
Or turn it into a luxury hotel.
Or chop it up for scrap off the rock.
That's what I suspected. Wow. Yeah. Because you know what? By riding it and towing it, that's terrific, but they'll never be able to repair it.
Listen to this. After some 6,000 tons of force were applied using a complex system of pulleys and counterweights.
It's the same way they got that guy out of that restaurant.
They saw the detachment from the reef thanks to undersea cameras. I think it's kind of an interesting story. That's why you had it right here, everybody.
You could have shown the same footage that I saw in the news today and said, it's not moving, and I would have believed it, because it's not moving.
Rob and I did not coordinate what he's doing and what I'm doing today, but I think Rob will like this story.
What's that?
Bob Newhart, among TV's most enduring stars, with shows stretching back more than 5 decades.
Love it.
He wept as he finally captured his first Emmy Award. I knew you'd have that. Do you have that?
I don't, but you know what? I'm glad you do, because I don't have the audio from it. They just had the news story this morning.
Newhart was honored at Sunday's Creative Arts Emmy Ceremony for his guest role last season on The Big Bang Theory as Professor Proton. A down-in-his-luck former host.
Hello.
Of a children's science show.
So great.
How about that? I paused at the right time. This is my 7th shot at this. I just love this very much, he said, gazing tearfully at the trophy in his hand. Newhart's long TV history includes the 70s Bob Newhart Show, Newhart in the 1980s, Bob in the 90s, and 6 previous nominations. His 1961 variety series, The Bob Newhart Show, earned a writing bid, and he's one of Rob and my favorite comedians.
And also,
of all
did
time.
You know the first man to ever win a Grammy for Album of the Year for a comedy album?
Yeah, fantastic.
And The Button Down Mind
Way
won
to go,
that.
Bob.
Also an Elf. Don't forget that.
Oh, yes, yeah. And you know what? He's one of the better parts of that
Papa
movie.
Papa Elf.
He truly is.
Yeah.
When you hear a recording of your voice, you probably have the same reaction that everyone else has.
Yes,
when they hear
fantastic.
I sound like that. But it turns out that deep down, you don't really think it's awful. In a new study out of Albright College in Pennsylvania, people actually find their own voices more attractive than other people's voices. For the study, the researchers played people recordings of a bunch of different voices, and they secretly included a few clips of the person's own voice. The people didn't recognize their own voices mixed in there with the other ones, but they did rate their own voices as the most attractive.
I don't buy that.
When writing this story, they decided to put down voices as many times as they could.
Do you buy that?
Yes. Written by an intern, the researchers think that this is another sign of our modern egos. Given the age of heightened narcissism, this provides further evidence that individuals seem to inflate their opinions of themselves.
You know what? Anyone that has come in and seen the way we tweak this board to make ourselves sound as little like us in real life as we do,
right?
I don't buy that for a second.
There, thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
And I like the way that sounded.
Mm-hmm.
There's no problem. The people of Wisconsin...
Was I just insulted?
Yeah, because all the tweaking's on your side, Mike. There's pure oxygen.
There's no problem. The people of Wisconsin can't solve without cheese.
Really, you know, do you really need any more in the story, or is that just the headline?
No, you'll like this.
Okay.
The Milwaukee Department of Public Works is currently researching a plan to stop covering their icy roads with rock salt in the winter and cover them with cheese brine instead.
Oh, God, that is not only great, it's sexy.
Cheese brine is the liquid waste left over from the cheese-making process. And we all know that Wisconsin makes a lot of cheese.
Yes, they do.
It's cheaper than rock salt, and it has less of an overall impact on the roads and the environment. The big problem?
Yes.
Smells like cheese.
Oh, my God.
No.
Cheese brine has a distinct cheese odor, and not a good cheese odor. More like a mix of cheese and feet.
Wow. You know what would cut that? Is
no.
If after they laid down the cheese brine, if they threw down a layer of pepperoni.
And I'd love to start the week with one like this. A little something, ladies and gentlemen. Last week, a car of clowns got into a crash in York, Pennsylvania. But fortunately, there were only four clowns in the car at the time instead of the usual 25 to 50. 83-year-old, this makes it funny too, James Billingsley of York, who is known as Dimples the Clown.
How old is he?
He's 83.
Wow, I'm not sure those are dimples.
He was driving the clowns in his van. The names of his fellow clowns weren't released, but we do know that they were pulling a trailer with their own clown car attached. Dimples got into the accident when he missed a U-turn, and he plowed into an SUV.
Yes.
He was wearing his oversized clown shoes at the time, but the cops don't think they played any part in the crash. Dimples suffered a minor bump on his head. No one else was injured.
Thank Christ.
Fortunately, there was no fire at the scene, which could have proved disastrous if they tried to extinguish it with silver confetti out of a bucket. We'll take a break. That was mine.
That's
Thank
awesome.
Thank you. We'll be stopping by and seeing what Rob has in the audio vault right after this on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. So you were mentioning before the show, Mr. Rob Spiewak, that you and Carrie did something with Vistaprint over the weekend. Is that
Robert's
right?
Robert's birthday is coming up the end of the month, and we've been back and forth as to what he wants to do. And he wants something really simple. He just wants to go bowling with his friends. And it's kind of hard to inject anything exciting. You know, the kids love bowling. They want to do something cool. He doesn't know this. We were on the website with Vistaprint last night, and we're having custom-made, Robert is having a birthday t-shirts that will be distributed to the kids at the party.
Aww.
So everyone's going to show up at the bowling alley wearing matching shirts that say, Robert is 11.
Aww,
and it was
cool.
So easy, and God, so inexpensive to do. And you know, every time you send a kid to a birthday party, they come up with a bag of crap that all you have to do is throw away. What we're giving them is a quality garment. So
there
you know what? Advantage Spiewak. And thank you, Vistaprint, for making us look like we know what we're doing.
Did you know that Vistaprint.com creates all their business cards in-house? They have a talented team over there. You should see how amazing their designs are. I mean, wow.
Very cool.
Really good
Point
stuff.
Point and click, yeah.
They are offering our listeners a great deal, and we talk about this. This is what started our relationship with Vistaprint. If you need business cards, get 250 of their high-quality premium cards today for only $10.
Amazing deal.
That includes shipping. How it works, first you pick the industry your card is in, then you start designing. This is the really cool part. You can change just about anything. Fonts, colors, text size, even the location of your text.
Mm-hmm.
You can add maps, images, and tables. You can even add your logo or photo. If you've created your own design, you can upload that and print it. There are so many options. Vistaprint is terrific. That's 250 premium cards for only $10. Just go to www.vistaprint.com and click on the Heard Us on TV radio button in the upper right-hand corner, and you put in the promotional code TMOS. One thing I forgot to mention, when you're checking out, make sure you take a look at their quality stocks. Matte comes standard, but you can always upgrade the stock to premium matte or glossy, recycled or standard glossy. To get 250 premium business cards for $10, including shipping, go to vistaprint.com and click on the the icon in the upper right-hand corner and put TMOS in there. Thank you very much, Vistaprint. We love them. And now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Monday, September 16, 2013. Rob Spiewak.
Got some good stuff for you. I don't know if you saw this. I got it from Dude Walker. I shared it on Friday. I think this is one of the most clever uses of music that I've heard in a long time. Have you heard the new Blurred Lines mashup?
I have not.
And they've paired it. Now, actually, remember, this is really not Robin Thicke. It's really Marvin Gaye. So it's no surprise that it works so well with a Quincy Jones song. So what you need to do, Mike, is when you have a moment today, go to our YouTube page
okay.
and check out the video, because the video is just as good as the song.
All right.
But check out how this works. So this is called Blurred Sanford.
Everybody get up.
Man, that's such a great marriage of music right there.
It's amazing. And when you see Fred Sanford and Lamont dancing.
Oh, wow.
And Grady dancing. And
good.
Bubba dancing and faking the heart attack. This is, I laughed my head off.
This is great.
So great. So check out the video. It's really, really something. It really is. I don't think there's a lot of alteration here.
No, there's not.
It's just the perfect matchup. So check that out. And while we're talking,
Blurred Lines does go very well with other pieces of music.
It does.
So that's why you're seeing a lot of this.
Robin Thicke was interviewed about, again, the story that will not die, him and Miley at the VMAs. And you know what? If you doubted that he's a douche, and you know what? I really do like the song. That's what makes this hard. Clearly the song of the summer, maybe the song of the year.
So is Robin Thicke a douche?
I think he is.
Really?
I think he is.
Okay.
But anyway, this is him talking about the rehearsal for the VMA, and when you saw that disaster happening at the VMAs,
right.
Doesn't it sort of boggle your mind that there was a rehearsal?
Yeah.
Like they're going to show up in what, sweatpants and that?
I thought that she was like surprising everybody and himself.
That's what I thought. Right. I thought that, you know, the stuff
he
with
got
the
boned.
Phone. Yeah. Check this out.
We knew what we were getting ourselves into. You know, we're entertainers. And
he sounds more than a little bit like his pop.
Yeah, we're more than entertainers. I said, hey, Miley, you're grounded.
We knew what we were getting ourselves into. You know, we're entertainers, and, you know, the VMAs is the perfect place for a little shock and awe, you know? Yeah, I mean, we kind of knew when we were in rehearsal, and we were like, okay, if you touch me with your foam finger all over my crotch, obviously a few people are going to have something to say about this.
So it was entirely planned. And to me, that cheapens it even more.
It cheapens Robin Thicke because he was made to be the innocent.
Exactly.
In all this.
That's what Gloria Loring said.
I just want to say, hey, Robin, you're grounded.
Now, while we keep it in the thoughts of music, some good music stuff this weekend. Remember when I told you about this song that was trending, The Fox?
What does the fox say?
It continues to gain some traction.
Is it getting bigger?
One of the greatest marching bands in college sports is, of course, the Ohio State Marching Band.
Hi, Bill Harvey.
Check this out. So when you have a top 40 record done by the Ohio State Marching Band,
it's a big deal.
It's a big deal because that's not an easy chart to write.
Hey, Kenny out in Iowa, you could do this too.
That's true.
Kasten's out in Iowa. Mr. Kasten's.
Kevin Kasten.
Kevin, yeah. Not Kenny. Kevin, get your Iowa Hawkeye band to do that.
Now, did you watch any of the Miss America last night?
I did not have the pleasure.
For the first time.
I was busy watching my Boston Red Sox eliminate the New York Yankees from any possibility of the division this year.
Thank you.
You know what will soften the blow for New Yorkers, though, is
that
once again, Miss New York is Miss America.
Okay.
And for the first time, it is a contestant of Indian heritage. Let's go to the win right now.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Dot, not feather.
Your new Miss America is... Miss New York!
And she is gorgeous. Really, really beautiful.
Is she Indian?
Yes, she is. As a matter of fact,
Indian
her
women
talent.
Are so, I mean, really, Indian women are so beautiful.
Her talent was a Bollywood-style dance.
Oh, really?
Actually, let's go to the tape. We have, this is, what's her name? Her name is Nina Davalori, I believe. Let's go to the tape. This is the winner.
I feel that way, too. You see, whether igloo, hut, or lean-to, or a geodesic dome, there's no structure I have.
She's a knockout.
Smoking.
But you know what? This is
one
not
of the better looking Miss Americas in a long time. Does she have a knee brace? Is that a knee brace song?
Yeah, she blew it out in a rehearsal.
Really?
You know what? That's not her.
Makes her sexier.
One thing that's weird about her win is she actually, during her talent portion, missed her cue three times.
Next up.
So the music starts for her, and she's not there dancing.
Miss New York, you are up.
Not there dancing yet.
Miss New York, you are up.
And now she comes out. Apparently, she did enough of her talent to win.
Don't you feel like that lady was ramping up, the host was ramping up to like, you dumb bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
Get one your more ass on stage.
Miss New York, where the F are you?
Tell you who did not win. Was Miss Missouri Shelby Ringdahl, who Miss Oklahoma Kelsey Griswold, whose pitch might be just a little off.
Miracles, there's nothing but truth that I say, don't
big finish.
That's kind of a Broadway song.
My skin was crawling so much, my T-shirt came off.
Can I just show you Miss Kansas real quick as we wrap up? I apologize.
Yeah. Hi. Oh, with the tat on the side.
Now, for a while, tattoos were prohibited,
hey,
I believe.
This is not Miss USA. This is Miss America.
This is Miss America.
So finally, Miss America got the memo to sex it up a little bit.
That's
right.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, I should have.
As a matter
that.
Of fact, Miss Nevada's talent was BJ's.
God, Rob.
How dare you, Rob?
I was too busy watching Dexter, Newsroom, and Boardwalk Empire. Yes.
What a night for
Newsroom
television.
Finally came around.
Newsroom had a phenomenal finale.
Great.
Really
and a
phenomenal.
Quick finish. Everyone is still upset, Mike. Everyone is still upset with, as I call him, Vlad. Vlad
oh,
Putin.
Can I just say one thing
about please, yeah.
Boardwalk Empire. Congratulations for spicing it up. You know how you fix a gangster show? You make it bloodier.
Murder?
Oh, my God. It's excellent. Fantastic.
All right, real quick. Vladimir Putin, no one likes him.
Lots of people here in America on both sides are pissed off at Putin because he wrote that op-ed. Did you see that in the New York Times? And lectured America on democracy. Wow. This is like getting parenting notes from Billy Ray Cyrus.
That, Mike, is your magic audio vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
That's it. We got to get out of here. If you have tech questions about the Mike O'Mara Show, contact our man Ponyboy at MikeO'MaraShow.com. All correspondence for our show can be sent to TMOS PO Box 3, Manassas, Virginia, 20108. And I have us late, Rob, so yes. We're going to say goodbye.
You have 10 more seconds.
I do? 10 yeah. more seconds? Okay, if you want to also text Ponyboy somebody that he can date, he's looking for love. Thank you very much.
It was Ponyboy. Not a great weekend for him.
Ponyboy at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Please check it out. Thank you very much.
All right, have a great day.
Ciao, ciao.
Oh, yeah, one more thing. Please remember to grab your extended free trial of Hulu Plus, a special offer just for our listeners. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the Hulu Plus banner and start watching all of your favorite shows right now. Or you can go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Again, that's HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Or click the Hulu Plus banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. You may go now.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.